This is VA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spent the weekend crisscrossing throughout the Middle East, engaging in shuttle diplomacy over the Israel-Hamas war. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting Middle East leaders, calling for a humanitarian pause to get hostages released and humanitarian aid to Gaza. But in a surprise meeting in Baghdad with the leader of Iraq, Blinken warned against militants stepping up drone attacks against U.S. forces in the Middle East.
Don't do it. I made very clear that the attacks, the threats coming from militia that are aligned with Iran are totally unacceptable.
Earlier, Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, envisioning a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian crisis. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Israeli troops have surrounded Gaza City and cut off the northern part of the besieged territory ruled by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. As communications lost overnight for several hours were gradually being restored, troops are expected to enter the city Monday or Tuesday and are likely to face militants fighting street by street using a vast network of tunnels. Casualties will likely rise on both sides in the month-old war, which has already killed more than 9,700 Palestinians. Negotiators on a climate-related loss and damages fund have agreed the World Bank will temporarily oversee the international fund to help poor countries hit hard by a warming planet. The U.S. and several developing countries expressed disappointment in the draft agreement reached after the tense negotiations at a climate meeting in Abu Dhabi. The draft will be sent for global leaders to sign at the COP28 climate conference that begins in Dubai in late November. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Battle-weary Ukrainian soldiers are preparing for another winter at war with Russia as Ukrainian citizens brace for another season of cold temperatures and possible Russian attacks on the power grid. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
On the front lines in Ukraine's Donetsk region, soldiers staffing artillery say they've noticed an uptick in Russian artillery use over the last month, something the South Korean intelligence service blames on its northern neighbor after alleging Pyongyang provided Moscow with more than a million shells. It's all adding up to a situation wearing down on soldiers and civilians alike.
A lot of people, of course, in the world are tired. Of course, it's understandable. Somebody tired on the battlefield.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky speaking Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Germany's Hamburg airport reopened on Sunday, hours after a hostage standoff that involved a child was put to an end. Almond Lee reports from Reuters.
Germany's Hamburg airport was able to reopen and restart service on Sunday, hours after a hostage standoff involving a child was over. Police arrested a 35-year-old man and rescued a 4-year-old girl, who is the daughter of the suspect and was thought to be involved in a custody dispute. Police said a man who was suspected of carrying a gun and possibly explosives drove a vehicle through the gates of the airport on Saturday night. The incident shut down one of Germany's busiest aviation hubs. The suspect eventually got out of his car with his daughter, police said, and was arrested without resistance. The girl appeared to be unharmed. The episode raised concerns over security at the airport. Less than 4 months ago, climate activists had been able to breach barriers and get onto a runway, blocking planes from takeoff.
Almond Lee from Reuters. Aid groups say Afghans fleeing a deportation drive in Pakistan lack shelter, food, and warmth once they cross the border. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
Hundreds of thousands of Afghans have left Pakistan in recent weeks as authorities pursue foreigners they say are in the country illegally, going door to door to check migrants' documentation. Pakistan set October 31st as a deadline to leave the country or else they'd be arrested. The Taliban have set up camps on the other side for people to stay in while they wait to be moved to their place of origin in Afghanistan. But the land is barren and flat and there is no infrastructure or privacy, aid groups said Sunday. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
South Korea says it plans to launch its first domestically built spy satellite at the end of this month as part of its effort to better monitor rival North Korea. South Korea's defense ministry said the spy satellite will be launched from California's Vandenberg Air Force Base on November 30th. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.